From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Farage steps down as head of UK Independence Party. Nigel Farage, the man largely responsible for Brexit, which dominated the news cycle for the better part of the last few weeks, has announced he's resigning as the nativist Independence Party leader. At a press conference in London, he said he wants his life back and claims to be leaving UKIP in pretty good shape.
Well, the party now has built up a very loyal following of people who want to go out and vote UKIP at every given opportunity. And they see us, our voters, they see us as being the one party that's actually prepared to stand up for ordinary, decent people.
Reaction to Farage's departure's mixed. This is Ali Wilson. She's an event organizer in London.
Someone taking you to the edge of somewhere and then bravely running away at the last minute. Good luck to him, but it doesn't feel like anyone's got it at the moment. So, interesting times.
This is the second time Farage has resigned as UKIP leader. Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry said Monday a suicide bomber blew himself up near the U.S. consulate in the western city of Jeddah. The ministry said security guards grew suspicious, and when they approached the man, he set off the blast. The explosion killed the bomber, and two guards were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Prominent Democrats predicted their party's presumptive presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton, will not be indicted for her use of a private email server for official business when she was President Obama's first Secretary of State. According to Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, says that's not going to happen. That's something that to me is not within the realm of possibility. Intrigue mounted after Secretary Clinton met for more than 3 hours Saturday with FBI investigators. The interview could be the final step before the Justice Department decides whether to indict